Hello and welcome back to the Redundant Rufus podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be reaching back into the far recesses of my mind when I came across the works of J.R.R. Tolkien and its impressions on my life since then. So I appreciate those of you that have followed me in my podcast journey. And those that are new, please don't forget to subscribe. I thank you for listening. Also, please check out Coag Music. They provide the awesome background music to these episodes. With that, let's get started. Now, the first episode in my podcast, I talked about how I discovered J.R.R. Tolkien, specifically The Lord of the Rings. And I'm going to relate that experience again with some more detail of the subsequent works which I discovered and read. So when I was about 15, I remember being at the movie theater with my family. I don't recall the movie I was seeing, but in the lobby there were televisions set up with movie trailers playing on them. And one of them was the initial teaser for The Lord of the Rings. It was like a kind of like a production trailer with some footage in there at the end. And I thought it looked interesting, and my father had read Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and The Silmarillion, and my father is more into the influences and inspirations of the stories that Tolkien created from Nordic mythology, folklore, Germanic folklore, things like that. So anyway, I was just like, well, it looks cool, but I forgot it. And some months later, the full-fledged trailer came out, and that blew me away. And so I recall my father having a copy of Lord of the Rings. I grabbed it, and I started to read. Pretty quickly, I saw that this was a different kind of book. I had this time in my life where I wasn't into reading, and you can listen to my first episode about regarding that. But needless to say, it was a big stretch for me, getting out of my comfort zone of what I had been used to reading, because I was not prepared for Tolkien's incredible depth that he provides in his stories. Now, you can use your own mind to picture the secondary world with all these different characters and how they looked and how they spoke, the locations that they visit. Now, Tolkien gives a pretty good description of them, a very good description of these things, but he also allows the reader to fill in the gaps, use some of their own interpretation, I guess, into his world. How it looked, how it felt, how it sounded. It honestly took me a while to read The Fellowship of the Ring. Now I can read it in short order, but for a teenager, now 16, I was pretty frustrated when I got to, It was Tom Bombadil, which is episode 7 of my podcast, if you care to listen. It's the only chapter that I wish could have gone differently. It could have been better. Tom Bombadil, I felt, was a useless character. Tolkien could have directed the story in a different way. That doesn't negate anything about anything that happened before, during, or after regarding the Barrow Downs or the Old Forest. Those things were fine. Tom Bombadil, I felt, was a wasted character. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. So, really going through the book and all these many characters, all these many locations, I did think it was very interesting. I just wasn't prepared to read such a detailed story or account that Tolkien was telling. So it took me a good 4 months to read Fellowship of the Ring. And there were some parts where I came close to stopping because it was just overwhelming for me. It isn't the same for everyone. We all have our own journey of how we discover certain works, like Middle Earth, for example. But, you know, I pushed through. And when the movie came out in December 2001, which is incredibly weird to say, the week that it came out, I saw it with my friends. I really enjoyed it, and that encouraged me to finish the book. I didn't care about spoilers, really. Before I saw the film, I was at the chapter in Lothlorien, so I was almost done the book. So I finished that quickly, finished Two Towers, finished Return of the King, and I knew that The Hobbit was another book, and I didn't know that Tolkien had originally written it for children. So I was expecting just a repeated experience of a lot of detail, a lot of people, places, which it was there, but it's a very short book compared to Lord of the Rings. A fast reader could read it in a day. I read it in a few days, but it was much easier to follow. There were lots of characters and places, but you could tell it was written for more simple minds, like me. I finished that, and then when I get to the Silmarillion, holy crap. That book, I love it to death, but I was not prepared to read that book. Because the first few chapters, I could not give an honest accounting of what I was reading. I thought that I was prepared for what I was reading because I was, you know, exposed to Tolkien's literary style. But the amount of Quenya that's in the first few chapters of the Silmarillion, all the many names, oh my gosh, it was incredibly overwhelming. Now again, it didn't dissuade me from progressing, but I'm like, oh my gosh, this world, well I saw it there, this world was even more rich. This was effectively an abbreviated history of Middle-earth from the creation of Arda, or the world, up until the Third Age, the book ends. So much content, so much history. And I began to see, and also learning more about Tolkien, he spent his entire life, since he was a boy, creating languages, history of those languages, people who spoke those languages, coming up with major events in the tales, evolution of his languages over time, which is just, and it greatly reflects his intellect and his academic experience and his profession. So it wasn't necessarily surprising, but I was just continuously, lack of a better phrase, blown away from so much depth of his stories. And so many of the stories, now not all of the stories I find, you know, super interesting. Doesn't mean I don't like it, but there's, you know, I definitely have favorites that I've mentioned in my Silmarillion podcast episode. You know, there are definitely accounts that I favor more than others that I found the most interesting. But the Silmarillion, I read it inside of a week. I was surprised I read it that quickly because of so much content that's in there. But afterwards, I discovered my father had the Books of Lost Tales, which is the telling of the events in the Silmarillion, but from a different perspective. And it gives some different names of characters and location, like Melko for Morgoth, or the gnomes for the Noldor, like things like that. And I was even more put back because I thought that I had already read about the history of Arda. Nope. I didn't even scratch the surface, because the Books of Lost Tales gives greater depth, especially into one of my favorite stories, The Fall of Gondolin. It gives such a more detailed and rich account than what's in the Silmarillion, which of course was, like I said, more abbreviated history of Arda. But anyway, I finished those, and then there was Unfinished Tales. And of course, some stories of note, Tuorin is coming to Gondolin, which I really enjoyed, Aldarion and Erendis, which was in my Hearts of Middle-earth episode from this past month. Please check that out. And The Disaster of the Gladden Fields, which is also an episode. See, I'm marketing my podcast as I'm speaking. But anyway, those are my favorite stories. Tuor going to Gondolin, Aldarion and Erendis, The Disaster of the Gladden Fields. Aldarion and Erendis was a story I overlooked, admittedly. I wasn't wholly into the history of Numenor, to be honest. I didn't find it not interesting, I didn't feel like much detail was provided, because it's the Second Age, it's considered the Dark Age. Not much happened, but actually a lot happened. Learning about Aldarion and his ventures into Middle-earth, being Uber Mariner, if you will, and just showing tragedy. And that's where that relationships came from, of that my podcast episode, because I really started to see, okay, there's an entire chapter dedicated to this failed marriage, if you will, and it just made me think there's a lot of relationships, and Tolkien, of course, had a very sweet and precious relationship with his wife, And that is greatly reflected, at least not allegorically, but just the importance of having relationships, that even brave, strong individuals need that constant comforting and reassuring spouse to help them, to guide them. And that was a detail I admittedly overlooked. And looking at Baron and Luthien, I recognized more of the strength of Luthien and her unfailing love towards Baron and how much she sacrificed. And from first glance, you know, she seemed to be just a simple maiden who was incredibly beautiful and an even more beautiful voice. But she had a greater strength that Tolkien was able to perfectly explain and tell. Unfinished Tales, going back to that, also seeing the, just the, well, it's Unfinished Tales, seeing like Galadriel and Celeborn. Clearly, you know, that was a detail that Tolkien hadn't fully completed or chose an origin story that suited him, that fit with the greater legendarium. The Disaster of the Gladden Fields, I'm grateful that was in there because I would love to see that. If there is an anthology series, I would love for that to be an episode, The Disaster of the Gladden Fields, because I feel it could be demonstrated so perfectly and just showing how much the ring is so incredibly destructive and dangerous. And even at that story, Isildur comes to that realization that his pride got the better of him, that this Wehrguild was not worth it, that it was treacherous, and no man can bend the ring to their will. It's Sauron's, and it will always be Sauron's to wield. And the books that I just listed, so pausing here, I recently got into Audible, mainly because finding time to sit and read, even on my Kindle, you might as well have a hard copy of a book, because you have to stop what you're doing, find that nook or that time during the day or night to read. It's very difficult for me to have that motivation, but coming across Audible and being able to listen to books while I'm running errands in the car or, you know, doing chores at home, or just I have a quiet moment, just listening where I left off. And I did that. The past few months, I got Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and The Silmarillion, all narrated by Andy Serkis, which I incredibly loved because I suspect they chose him was because of Gollum, which I can't say how elated I was when I heard him do Gollum's voice in The Lord of the Rings and in The Hobbit. I'm like, it brought me back to when I first watched the movies and being so incredibly enthralled and impressed by Gollum's voice, because when I was reading The Lord of the Rings, I didn't really have an idea of what Gollum sounded like. But anyway, it was awesome hearing Andy Serkis again. And then I got Unfinished Tales, which is narrated very well as The Fall of Numenor, which is nothing new. It's just a compilation of what's exists in the histories regarding the Second Age. So some of it was new for me because I do have the entire collection of the histories of Middle-earth, but I haven't read every single word. So it was enlightening for some of the things that was brought out that, you know, I didn't know regarding Numenor and even Sauron to an extent. There's some more dialogue of him. I think it was taken by the Lost Road. But anyway, I have to actually take a step back, because when the films, like we were in the midst of the trilogy and I was in high school, you started to see these fan sites pop up. Of course, LordoftheRings.net was one you'd always check to see updates on the films. And there was also the, what was it? I forget the name of the site, but it was a fan site, and you make comments, like you do things like that in order to attain like a certain rank. So I think I became a Marshal of the Mark or something. But anyway, it was fun during that time. What I was saying is, this really motivated me to read. This got me really excited for something that was had such a great impression on me, helped to instill my fledgling or my apathetic imagination, picturing the secondary world that's fiction, but since it exists in the mind, it's as real as you can make it. And I love that Tolkien allowed the reader to experience. I also wanted to touch on the films. The Lord of the Rings films are the best trilogy I've ever seen. I've rewatched them many, many times, but I don't feel like we're ever going to get content like that again. Something that is as true to the book as possible. I know there are many creative liberties taken, but for all intents and purposes, it was done very well, and it clearly portrayed Tolkien's themes and justified the message. So I still wish, you know, we could get more content with that quality. I just don't think anytime soon we're going to be getting that. The Hobbit films, they were okay. I mean, I recognize, you know, a studio wants to have a trilogy to make the most money, and the creative team has to do what they can to stretch out a book and still do justice to the original source and to the author's intentions. But it, because it's such a short book, The Hobbit, it was stretched too much creative liberties. I just feel like they got lost in unnecessary details and some minor fan fiction put in there. It should have just been created for children, period. Now, with that being said, I want to first clarify, I should have done this at first. This channel is not a Tolkien or Middle-earth channel. I may have a number of episodes regarding his legendarium, but this is not a Tolkien channel. This is just a general channel of what I, you know, talk about, what interests me. And as you can look in my archive, a myriad of topics. Now, that's not to say I'm not going to post anything more about Tolkien. I certainly have questions and theories that I want to posit, like I did one with the Avari and the Blue Wizards. But I have questions regarding the Dúnedain Rangers, populations, numbers in Middle-earth. I definitely want to make episodes on that. But I don't want to have the misconception to anyone new here that I'm just going to be talking exclusively about Tolkien. That will continue to happen. It just won't be as frequent, because there's other things I want to talk about. For example, my next episode, I want to get into Edgar Rice Burroughs' Barsoom series. And out of every series that I've read, that's probably second most favorite. It's a close tie with The Chronicles of Narnia as far as favorites, but I have to give the edge to Edgar Rice Burroughs' series on Barsoom. That could be in my next episode. But until then, I thank you for tuning in and listening, subscribing, and supporting me in my podcast journey. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your day and week, and I'll talk to you later. Take care.